The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I have everything in here. Everything in its place. Everything perfect. Come on, Super Nanny. Where did you put it? Super Nanny. I really must miss him. Now, where's that holo recorder? Here. All right, you're just going to have to bear with me. I can't risk shutting the recorder off. I fear it may not turn back on. I'm sending you your mission paperwork. Everything to tie up the end of the world for your bureaucratic satisfaction. Don't worry, I crossed every I, dotted every T, or the other way around. You know what I meant. I can't wait for you to know all about the boy who calls the end of the world.
Tabby! Some lady called me. She said her name was Evangeline.
Evangeline?
The money appeared in my locker, and I didn't ask questions.
Are you kidding me?
Let me go, man!
You better hope Raleigh Whittaker is gonna be okay.
Vending machine. You want to play? You better give me my Snickers or I'll show you my ugly side.
I'm pretty sure nothing deserves that kind of punishment.
It was withholding. What are you doing here?
Where's Raleigh?
You're supposed to be at the zoo with the school.
Yeah, I wasn't going to stay at the zoo when Raleigh's in the hospital. Where is he?
How'd you get here?
Oh my God, Buck, is Raleigh okay?
These are important questions.
Well, we haven't been back here since your high school days, Buck. Still have that frequent visitor parking spot? I think you're still the only one in town they ever gave that to.
Where's Mom?
She's not feeling well.
Well, that sounds about right.
Take me to my son.
He's not doing great, Dad.
Why wouldn't you tell me that?
What did you think would happen? He was thrown into a rhino pit.
Time out, what?
If you just kept an eye on him, he wouldn't be in this
place. I know! If I could go back and fix it, I would. But apparently, time doesn't work like that.
Someone want to explain what the hell you meant by rhino pit?
Raleigh and Wes were horsing around on the field trip.
No, Raleigh was being bullied.
Wes?
Chad Slaymaker has been making Raleigh's life hell for weeks, and turns out it's my...
It's your what, Wes?
Bullied. That true, Buck?
It's complicated. If Raleigh won't come forward, there's not much anyone can do. No one saw anything.
What? There were tons of kids around. Me, security cameras. Can't you just law and order that crap?
No adult saw anything. And no, idiot, that crap doesn't even work on law and order. I'm trying to help you out. From what I heard, you were the one harassing Chad. None of this would have happened if you'd just left Chad alone.
Are you kidding me? He was hurting Raleigh. What was I supposed to do? Just let it happen? And then I was just trying to... I just wanted to help.
All right, take it easy, buddy. He's gonna be fine, okay? It's gonna be fine.
Raleigh Whittaker's family?
That's us.
Oh, right, of course.
I'd like to see my son, please.
Right this way.
Hi, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Did they give you a Jell-O cup? They have the best Jell-O cups. Cures all concussions.
Didn't seem to cure your brain damage.
Shut up, Wes.
Brain damage?
He was just making a joke. A bad joke. How do you feel? What happened? Wes said you were being bullied?
We got out of the pit, and I started to feel lightheaded. Like, everything was all dizzy, and then that doctor lady took Wes away, and I... I blacked out. I don't really remember anything.
Doctor lady.
Right. Wes ran into a rhino railing.
What?
After getting struck by lightning.
Okay, we're gonna have to have a talk about the Webster's Dictionary definition of the word chaperone.
He's 17. What was I supposed to do?
He's not 18.
It was nothing. Trust me, I'm fine.
I left him with the zoo doctor. He seemed okay, despite some weird babbling about time travel. I'd say the lightning strike scrambled his brains, but it wouldn't have made much of a difference.
Fuck. Wes, are you okay? What did the zoo doctor say? She wasn't a vet, was she?
No, she wasn't a vet. She said she was... Well, doesn't really matter. I'm fine. What's wrong with Raleigh?
Dehydration, concussion, third-degree burns.
Buried the lead, kid.
You got burned from the lightning?
It's okay, Wes. You came into the pit to get me. Like a superhero.
I gotta go.
And where exactly are you going?
Well, I just need to go outside.
Let me rephrase. Go home, get ready for school tomorrow.
School? But Dad, Raleigh...
Are you bleeding, puking, or sick with a fever?
No, but...
Then you're going to school tomorrow. We'll talk later. Go home, rest up.
Yeah, rest.
It's not real. This isn't real. Come on, brain. This would be the one reasonable time for you to completely have imagined the whole scenario.
Wes?
Brain, what did I just say?
You disappeared from the zoo.
I don't want to talk to you, Evangeline.
How did you get to the hospital?
Why is everyone so concerned about how I get places?
Well, according to your timeline statistics, if you hitchhiked, you're more likely to believe me if I belched as a form of communication. But if you hijacked one of the buses... You're more likely to bring on the end of the world 90% faster. 90%!
Oh my God, I ran, okay?
Fascinating. How many miles did you clock?
I don't know. Not that many, by the way. These powers don't exactly make me the fastest man alive.
Well, rhinos usually run about 30 miles an hour. Can any human, non-fictional human, run as quickly?
Right, well, when they call Superman the fastest man alive, they meant a little faster than a school zone.
I said non-fictional, and a school zone is only...
Evangeline! I don't think you pick up on hints very well, or at all, so I'm just gonna tell you straight up, I don't want to talk to you.
Yes, of course, I understand. This is a lot to take in, but as I previously stated, we don't have much time and we have to get you trained before you hurt anyone.
Look, you're too late! Just like you wanted!
As I remember, it was you who stormed out of the exam room. I told you you were ill-prepared, but you insisted on fighting Chad Slaymaker.
This isn't about that, Evangeline.
Wait, you aren't telling me something. What is it?
I am telling you plenty. You just aren't listening. Leave me alone. Leave my family alone. You've done enough.
I had forgotten how dramatic you are as a teenager.
Okay, as much as I have enjoyed your condescension, Super Nanny, I have the sneaking suspicion you belong in the loony bin as much as I do, if not more. So you can take your timelines and your apocalyptic prophecies and throw them back in the rhino pit.
No. Walk like you have a secret, Mr. Whittaker. A big red secret.
Yo, it's your girl Megan, coming at you semi-live from another timeline, asking again for your help. You see, Red Rhino, it's a labor of deep and devoted love. But unfortunately, love doesn't pay our amazing composer slash engineer, our incredibly talented actors, and not to mention our brilliant director and our lovely producer. So for that, I need your help. Head on over to patreon.com/redrhinopodcast for more information on how you can help us ensure the safety of our timeline. And if you don't have anything to give, but you still want to support the show, please rate and review. It doesn't take very long. It's just a couple of seconds, and every review on iTunes super helps us out and maybe, just maybe, saves our timeline from imminent destruction. Tangentially, of course.
Oh, so, pick you up after school.
We should be with Raleigh.
He's fine. He's eating Jell-O and watching talk shows without worrying one of us will walk in and make fun of him. It's his dream. Besides, we both got jobs to do.
I hate it when people call school a job. Jobs are voluntary. I can't just not go to school. Hey, Buck?
Yeah?
If there were something wrong with me, if I were experiencing, things...
You talking about wet dreams?
What? No, God, no. I just... I wanted to talk to you about something that happened.
You'll be fine, Wes. It's just high school. Nothing to worry about. I'll see you after school.
Craziest zoo field trip ever. That nut Wes Whitaker jumped into a rhino pit?
Did he finally find his imaginary friend?
Right. Yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry one iota about me. It was only some nutty lady telling me I have superpowers. My life is completely changing and I can do nothing about it, but I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. I'm totally cool. I'm collected. Suave.
Morning, Wes.
Oh, that was inevitable, really. Hi, Laura.
Some impressive decibel heights you hit.
Oh, you know, I work out.
Okay, so, I thought mornings were bad in general until I had to endure an entire morning where everyone is talking about you.
Hey, listen, you don't happen to have a paper bag I can just wear over my head for the rest of the day, do you?
Wow, did that just...
No, it's not what you think.
Those are some shoddy hinges. The school is going downhill.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yes. Yes. School's falling apart. I can't believe that you ditched the field trip yesterday, by the way.
Hey, this is the first time in days I haven't been 80% mucus. I'm fine, by the way.
Oh, I know. You texted me the dancing girl emoji when your fever broke. And the eggplant emoji. And the rain emoji.
Well, anyway, speaking of which, can I get your chemistry notes for the last couple days? The ones I asked you to email me? Twice?
Oh, right. Yeah, So, what are the masses saying? Anything new?
Yeah, something about you jumping in the rhino pit. I mean, you've done stupider things. Oh, but I heard that there was some dude in a sweatshirt that gave Chad a massive beatdown.
Really? That's all they're talking about? Of course it is. Because if they bring up Chad bullying Raleigh, they'd have to admit they did nothing. Laura, he just threw Raleigh into the pit. And then there was lightning, and some snobby lady comes up and tells me like a bunch of nonsense, like total utter ridiculousness. But they'll talk about Chad getting hurt. Of course they will.
Yo, do you feel that? Is it an earthquake?
Did you hear anything I just said?
Oh my God. Okay, you asked me, Chad deserves everything he gets.
Yeah.
How is Raleigh?
They kept him at the hospital. It was just overnight. He's coming home today.
Well, that's good at least. Look, I don't know what happened yesterday, but I'm sorry. I can't imagine. I'm just glad Raleigh's gonna be okay.
Thanks, Laura.
Hey, Wes, you coming to class?
Oh, Ashlyn!
So this was one of those inciting incident field trips.
Yeah, I'm heading to class now. Are you?
Come on, let's go. We should talk about our mystery red rhino friend.
Oh, okay. Bye, Laura. See you in chemistry.
Oh, that boy is a struggle.
Wes, where are you going?
Oh, I normally sit here.
You're a superhero. You should sit in the back in case there's an emergency.
Yeah, but are you really allowed to sit on those filing cabinets? Oh.
Well, well-behaved women never make history.
Oh, you know, I know who said that. It was, Ellen DeGeneres.
Or Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, right, yeah, obviously. Wow.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just, you smell amazing. I'm sorry, that's weird. Did you change your perfume or something?
No, is that part of your powers?
Hey, Ashlyn, we can't talk about that stuff. Not here.
You've got something on your chin. Are you salivating?
Not anymore, I'm not. Oh, God, what is that? It smells like month-old tube socks.
Wes!
Miss August, Mr. Whitaker, is there something you'd like to share with the class?
No.
This is going to sound weird, Mrs. Vegas, but did you have tuna for breakfast?
Wes.
Anchovies.
Right, it's just... Oh. I think that the whole class can smell it.
What are you talking about?
No, just me.
And I must ask you to refrain from smelling me for the rest of class.
Why are you squinting?
I'm having trouble seeing the board.
Do you need to move closer?
No. It's fine. I've got it.
Mr. Whitaker, what's wrong now?
I can't see.
Get out your glasses. I won't accommodate your vanity.
I don't wear glasses.
Mr. Whitaker,
are you okay, Wes?
Fine, Wesley Whitaker. You refuse to listen to me? I will take matters into my own hands.
Doctor, can I take my son home now?
Just a few more precautionary checks and you should be free to go.
What?
Mind waiting outside? Should only take a moment.
Really, it's not like it's...
It's procedure.
Raleigh, I'll be right outside.
Wait, you're the doctor from the zoo.
Help me, Raleigh Whitaker. You're my only hope.
Did you just quote Star Wars at me?
Well, statistics suggest it to be one of the quickest ways in earning your trust, with a 98% success rate.
What are you doing here? Are you some kind of creeper or something?
Asinine. My name is Evangeline, and I'm not really a doctor.
So we're back to creeper.
No, I just needed to talk to you about Wes.
That's it. I'm calling my dad back.
No, don't! I promise, I'm here to help. Wes has played the drums since he was 4. He played peewee football in the 2nd grade for 1 week until your father made him quit because he just laid in the field looking at butterflies. It was so cute.
Well, you could have read that somewhere.
Where could I have possibly read that? His favorite number is 11 because it's not real and it makes him giggle.
Everyone knows that.
When he was 14, he once peed the bed and washed the sheets before anyone woke up.
How could I possibly know that?
The point is, I know everything about Wes Whitaker, Raleigh, which is why I need your help.
Well, are there any other embarrassing stories you know?
Oh, yes. So many more.
Why?
Your brother, though lovable, is kind of an idiot.
No, I mean, why do you need my help?
I'm here to save you. To save your brother, to save everyone. But he won't listen to me. He thinks I'm crazy.
I doubt that. But you did lie about being a doctor, so...
For the greater good. Look, he is in danger. You are in danger and we're running out of time. Raleigh, I just need you to talk to him. He trusts you. He always trusts you. He's still very weary of me, and we don't have time for me to coddle him. So I need you to help me, Obi-Wan.
Why should I trust you?
Because of the things I know. Such as I know you will do anything for your brother, and he would do anything for you. I mean, he jumped into a rhino pit for you.
Fine, I'll talk to him.
Oh.
But can you try and be less weird?
I think that's fair.
Great. Now, tell me more embarrassing Wes stories.
Oh, which one?
Principal Slaymaker?
Hi there, Mr. Whitaker. Come in, close the door. Take a seat.
I'd rather stand, if that's okay.
Whatever you'd like.
So, I'm sorry to hear about your son, Chad. That sucks.
Thank you, Wes. He's had a rough year. It's rather fortuitous that you happened in my office today.
You called me in here.
Well, Miss Vegas sent you in here. Seems you were causing a disturbance in her class.
It's not my fault. Things kept breaking.
I'm actually not concerned about that. Tell me, Mr. Whitaker, what happened yesterday?
You're going to have to be more specific. There were a couple plot points to keep up with.
Who was the figure in the sweatshirt? Who was the one who hurt my son?
Why are you asking me?
Because it sounds to me like you were a principal player in the whole ordeal.
But why don't you ask your son?
He's scared, Wes. I've never known my son to be scared of anything. Or anyone. Whoever this menace is, he's gotta be stopped.
Well, I'll let you know if I hear anything, Principal Slaymaker. But I can't imagine it'll happen again.
Whoa, Wes, what happened?
What?
What happened in history? I got like 5 different texts.
I don't want to talk about it, Laura.
No, we're going to talk about it. What's going on?
Do you have your car?
Oh, you mean my mom's minivan that she lets me borrow for school, but I'm strictly not allowed to go anywhere else in?
Yeah, right. But also, what if we took your mom's minivan?
Where?
Want to go on a field trip?
Where, Wes?
Well, you didn't make it to the zoo, and I have a date with a rhino pit.
All right, I think that's everything. There's not much more that can be salvaged at this point. I'll make sure to send these mission briefings as soon as... No! No, no! What are you doing here? You can't be here! Time crunch!
Where is he? Where is Red Rhino?
Martin, directed and co-produced by Gloria Isley and produced by Lenita Harless, with music composition and sound design by Eric Jorgensen. This episode featured Jesse Einstein, Hershey Wingler, Dylan Welk, Kimberly Woods, Kyle Tai, Trent Shumway, Thomas Hagena, and Nadia Vasquez. Additional voices by Chelsea Langendurfer, Megan Platika, Megan Fitzmartin, and Stephanie Einstein. Thanks to Merry Mansion for our logo. Make sure to subscribe and join us in 2 weeks for the continuing adventures of Red Rhino.